Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome. You are in the clubhouse. It's the second week in October, the 13th, in the clubhouse this morning. First off, Darren G, that is, best-selling author, founder of Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy on Hawaii. That's the largest island in the Hawaiian island chain. He's recommended by Golf Magazine as one of the top golf schools in America. But first, let's thank our sponsors. They make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Also brought to you by Discount Furniture Warehouse, offering a wide range of furniture to complement your island lifestyle. 345 North Nimitz Highway, visit HawaiiDiscountFurniture.com. Discount Furniture Warehouse, where the prices are so low, it's insane. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Welcome to the clubhouse. We're going to have, a wind advisory until 6 o'clock. It was absolutely still. We had fog blanketing the state. Winds came back Wednesday night, Thursday. Now we've got a wind advisory, partly cloudy, isolated showers on the leeward side. We'll have mostly clear with the easterlies 15 to 20 miles per hour and higher gusts expected. I'd like to mention this. This is the passing of a very good man, LPGA rules official, Doug Brecht, died last night from West Nile virus. And the following is a statement from the LPGA commissioner, Mike Wan, on the passing of the longtime rules official. He lost his fight with West Nile virus yesterday. This is what Wan had to say. I talked to Doug's wife, Stephanie, and she told me that Doug passed away very peacefully and with his family close by. I'm no expert on how to grieve, but this one hit pretty hard. There are no words to ease the pain of losing a family member. What I do know for certain is that Doug loved being part of the LPGA family. Doug told me on numerous occasions that he felt blessed to have a job he loved so much. Mike Scanlon, also with the LPGA, said, LPGA family lost a legend last night. Doug Brecht was a good man with a great heart and a fine sense of humor. And from Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor, LPGA rules official Doug Brecht, who died last night, defended the integrity of golf. He was a protector of the tour. Let's bring in Darren G., best-selling author, founder of Darren G.'s Spirit of Golf Academy. It's recommended by Golf Magazine as one of the top golf schools in America. Welcome to the show, author of The 7 Principles of Golf, Mastering the Mental Game on and off, and The 7 Personalities of Golf. Discover your inner golfer to play your best golf. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good. And this is your 12th anniversary?
12th anniversary for the Spirit of Golf. We are very excited. We've worked with, we're into the tens of thousands of people now, helping them not only improve their game, but enjoy the game more and improve their lives as well.
Where are you located?
We are on the Big Island.
So yeah.
It is a beautiful day here. It's Iron Man Day. The guys and gals are getting ready to jump in the water, and it's a very exciting time to be here in the Big Island and in Hawaii.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about the 7 principles of game, mastering the mental game of golf on and off the course. Mastering the mental game for the Ironman is certainly a big part of being able to succeed, isn't it?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I work with quite a few of them and talk with them on a regular basis. If there's anything that's mental, it's sport. And that's where it really comes into play, and you can experience it. So the people, they train and train and train, but it ends up being the most important thing is their mind that gets them through the race. There's a lot of highs and lows when you experience any sport, including golf and the Ironman, and it's the mind that gets you through those tough times when you're on a lull so you can get back to where you're capable of being.
Okay, when you talk about the mind, we're talking about the time when that mind says, I can't do it anymore. I'm
That's
done.
It.
What
That's
do you
it.
Okay, I can't yep. do it anymore. I'm done. What do you say back?
Well, the thing is that's just a thought in your head. It's not your body. So when you're on the golf course and you're saying, oh, I've blown this round, it's just a simple thought. So what you need to immediately do is switch that thought and go back to something that feels good, all right? So when you're feeling, you go back to that shot that you hit perfectly on the third hole 7 holes ago. Remember that shot. Remember that feeling. You can switch your body just like that. It's a very powerful tool.
And so how do you train the mind to be able to switch over to that?
Well, that's what we do in our program. When people come and do our golf academy, we a lot of people say, well, how long is it going to take? A week, 3 days? We do our golf academy in 2.5 hours. We don't think you need more than that. And in those 2.5 hours, we teach you the same techniques that the top athletes, not only in golf, but in the entire, in any sport, and actually the top performers, those peak performers in this world, what do? And it's literally a snap of the fingers, and it takes a little practice here and there. But what we teach people is to have a trigger, okay? A trigger so that the physical trigger that says, okay, now I'm switching gears, all right? So in the game of golf, you swing the club for 2 seconds, but you're on the golf for four at a time. You're on the golf course for 4 hours. We teach people you got to move in and out of concentration. And that same trigger you use to move in and out of concentration, you create a trigger that gets you to go from being in a low to a high, just like that.
All right. Now, when you say we're in and out of concentration, so there's a time on the course when you stop concentrating, and that helps you perform at your peak?
That's right. So, you know, a lot of people say, I can't focus that intensely for 4 hours. And if you're playing a tournament for 4 days, I tell people, don't even try. You're going to hurt yourself trying to do it. What I tell people is that you swing the club for 2 seconds. I need you to concentrate only when it's your time to strike that ball. So let's say you're on the tee. You have a trigger. For me, my trigger is taking my club, pointing it in the direction in which I want to start off my shot. Okay? When I do that, I take a deep breath, and that's the beginning of my time. I get into my zone, my bubble. Everything else disappears. I go through my pre-shot ritual. I strike that ball. Once that ball's gone, boom, I'm out. I'm not playing golf anymore. So I go back to just hanging loose, relaxing, talking to the other people. And then when it's time to hit my shot again, boom, I point that club in the air. I'm ready to go.
Okay. What's key here is pre-shot routine.
Yeah.
What you've created for your mind is a routine so that the focus then becomes that moment right before you're going to strike the club. The golf ball with the club. When you see Tiger Woods or any of the guys back off from a shot, that's because something's distracted them from their pre-shot routine.
Exactly, exactly. Oh. And I like to call it a ritual. I think rituals are more meaningful, but it's the same thing. What that does is when you move into your pre-shot ritual, you're letting your body do what it knows how to do without the mind interfering. Mm. And golf is a mental game. We all know it. You talk to any pro, they say it's 99.99% mental. Okay. So once you start your ritual, you're letting your body do what it's been trained to do, okay? Once the mind is interfering, maybe you hear someone, you know, snap a camera. Maybe you hear a golf cart screech on a couple holes away. Maybe you think about something back at home. You've interrupted that whole process.
Well,
when you see people back off and start over again.
And let me say this, though. When we're looking at these guys on television, that's a habit, you know. We can't do that as hackers, as recreational golfers. Don't you think that sometimes recreational golfers take it just a little bit too seriously when they've been, quote-unquote, distracted from their shot?
Well, I tell them this. I say, if you're doing something that's going to help you hit a better shot, okay, then it's worth it. So, for example, if you don't, let's say you don't, you try to ignore the distraction, but it affects your shot, and you end up shanking it into the woods.
Mm.
Guess what? You're going to have to hit another shot, right? And that's going to just slow down the game that much more. If you take a step back, take that extra 5 to 10 seconds, hit a shot that's going to go down the middle 190 yards, then you've already saved time in the game.
Okay.
Now, in the ritual, what we teach people in our program is only do the essentials, okay? You see a lot of people going through a lot of unnecessary things. Do the essentials. And that pre-shot ritual does not need to be more than about 5, 10, 15 seconds, which is what a normal person does to set up for a shot anyway. So what we tell people is keep it efficient, keep it effective, and hit your best shot. Get those demons out of your mind and let your body do what you've trained it to do.
Okay, and that, I think that's critical, because when you say the mental game is 99% 0.9% of the game. That's assuming that you've already trained your body to perform.
Well, that's the interesting thing. We have pure beginners who have never touched a club come into our golf clinic. And so they have not trained their body to hit a golf ball. We teach them these techniques from the get-go, how to focus on being relaxed and balanced and just letting your body do what the body figures out what to do. These people who have never swung a club, by the end of our program, are hitting 8 irons about 150 yards straight down the middle. So this is a pure experiment on how the mental game overcomes any physical ability or inability that you might have. So the training is something that your body knows how to do. If you bought, and it really is up to the individual. If you like to play a lot and you like to practice a lot, great. You're going to train yourself to do that. If you're a recreational golfer, you only go out once every month or so, you can use your mind to help you do this. Now, a big thing of what we do is a lot of visualization. I was just speaking at a convention yesterday about this and how you apply these same techniques to business and life. But you can visualize yourself making a perfect swing over and over and over again. And you've probably heard this before, but there was a POW, a prisoner of war, and he was locked up for a good 3 to 4 years. And what he did to keep his mind sound and his body sound was he imagined himself playing his golf course at home, hitting perfect shot after perfect shot after perfect shot. Okay, and he did this day after day after day. When he got out, he went home without practicing, grabbed a set of clubs, played his home course, and shot even par. That's the power of the mind and what you can do. These triathletes that are here, they visualize themselves going through every part of their race from start to finish. Any amateur can do that as well, no matter what your ability is. Imagine yourself hitting that perfect shot over and over again. That's almost as powerful as actually going out to the driving range.
And so that let's backtrack. When I was talking about the physical. So if I'm just a recreational golfer, I play once a month if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just let my body and my mind work together in hitting the ball.
You have to. When there's a separation, that's when you get the disconnect. But if you could just see yourself on that first tee, setting up nice and relaxed with that perfect shot down the middle, you can even walk to your ball, see yourself hitting that next shot right to the green, boom. Do it time and time again. Oftentimes, I'll play a whole course before I even get to the course.
Ah, okay. And then so when I set up to hit the ball, and all those thoughts come through my mind of, I'm going to miss.
Well, that's the distraction, right? So that's when you got to step back again, start your pre-shot ritual. So the pre-shot ritual is right before your shot, you know, those 10 or 15 seconds. That's the critical period.
So that's when I have to banish that thought, right?
Well, yeah. Essentially, you have to go to a better feeling thought, right? That's not a good feeling thought.
No.
I'm going to miss, or I'm going to hit in the lake, right?
Right.
That doesn't feel good, or if there are people watching me, I'm nervous. Those aren't good feeling thoughts. So you've got to step back, okay? And that's where that training with the trigger and the deep breath, that cleaning, cleansing breath, clears everything from the mind. It's amazing when you take a deep breath how much you can just eliminate. And then your body goes and does that pre-shot ritual. So if you were to practice anything at all, tell people, if you're going to practice and you only have time to practice a little bit, practice doing your pre-shot ritual.
I like it.
You don't even have to hit the golf. And you can do that in your living room. You can do that in your garage.
Yes.
You don't even have to go to the golf course. Okay?
No.
And after a while, just practice it, obviously, physically. Then practice it in your mind. Just picture yourself doing it. That's as powerful. They did a test with Olympic athletes where they hooked them up. The monitors, their brain, their muscles, their heart rate. They did their event. They took all the data down. Then they had them put them in a dark room, had still hooked up, closed their eyes. They had them imagine themselves doing that same event, right, in their mind, visualizing it. They matched up the data side by side. They could not tell which data was from which event. How powerful is that? Just with their mind and visualization, their body was flexing. And the brain was working, and their heart was working just like they were doing the event. So you wonder how these top athletes, these top performers perform at such a high level, is they do it in their mind first.
Just, we have to remember that. Darren G., Spirit of Golf Academy, how do we find you?
Call us directly, 808 887-6800. Tell them that, mention that you heard me on your show, on Danielle's show, and for come on, China, we'll give you 30% off on our clinic. You can also go to our website. It's spiritofgolfacademy.com, spiritofgolfacademy.com, and you can learn more about our program. And again, we'd love to see you. We love this game. We are passionate about the spirit of golf. We are passionate about golf, as you are, Daniel, and a lot of your listeners. And we want to share that passion, and we want you to enjoy it. For something that everyone is so passionate about, let's make it so that you can really enjoy it and get out there and play to your potential.
And have some fun. Have fun doing it.
That's right. This is, remember, we're playing this for fun. So that feeling, I always tell people, think of that perfect shot you've hit. And everyone can remember that when they hit that perfect shot. And it's like it's effortless. They didn't even feel like they swung the club and that ball takes off like a rocket. That's the feeling that we want to teach you to have on a more consistent basis.
I'm incorporating that into my pre-shot ritual, as you call it.
Got it.
Yes, I think I have much more confidence now.
See that perfect shot. See that perfect shot. You'll get those more often.
Your seven personalities of golf, discovering your inner golfer to play your best golf, that's about taking, let's say, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, the greats of golf, and looking at their personalities and seeing whether if your personality matches up with theirs and then kind of following along. Is that what the book is about?
Well, it's actually the other way around. It's looking at what your style, your own personal style and personality is on the golf course, and then matching it up to some of these other examples. So Jack Nicklaus, he's the intimidator. So a lot of golfers, they realize, that's the way I like to play the game of golf. I like the competition. I like to go out there one-on-one and match play. A lot of people are like, what my style is just to go for broke. I like to, I'm like the swashbuckler, and that's Arnold Palmer. So when you realize what your personality is, your dominant personality is, you use that to your advantage. Okay? You play the game that way 90% of the time. Phil Mickelson says, if I didn't play like a swashbuckler, like the guy I am, my personality, I wouldn't have any fun and I'd quit this game.
Right? That's right.
So he likes to go for those crazy shots. And, for better or for worse, it's the way he plays.
You got to be who you are.
You got to be who you are.
That's all there is to it. Darren G., thanks so much for being on the show. His number is 808-887-6800. 808-887-6800. Spirit of Golf Academy. .com. He's on the Big Island. That's Hawaii. You're up Big Island Country Club side, right?
We're at Big Island Country Club side. We do our program down at Hapuna Golf Course at the Mauna Kea Resort and also at Makalei. So come join us. We love this game, and we'd love to share it with as many people as possible.
Darren G., best-selling author and founder of Darren G.'s Spirit of Golf Academy. Thanks for being on the show.
You bet, Danielle. You have a great day.
You too. And coming up next is Senior Writer Golf Week. Sean Martin. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
I can tell you at Poipu, there's a 9:30, a 10:40, a 12 o'clock, and a 1:10. Go out and have some fun. Speaking of fun, Sean Martin, great guy. Met him at Humana Challenge last year. Writes everything from college golf to PGA Tour golf. Golf Week senior writer, Sean Martin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
Excellent. And you, sir?
Very well.
Very well. I was going through some of the articles. I love, you know, last week we were talking about the World Amateur Team Championships. You wrote a story about Chris Williams. You reviewed the college golf team, the Golden Bears, and the Asian Masters, where Arboleda and Pan are trying to qualify for the Masters, and Hideki Matsuyama qualified twice coming out of the Asian Masters, what is it, 2010 and 2011? This is a terrific opportunity for the growth of the game, the globalization of the game of golf, and getting these young guys into the Masters. I guess that's what their mission is, isn't it, over at Augusta?
Yeah, you know, the Asian Amateur was created in part with some help from the RNA and from Augusta National to kind of give a, you know, there's a European Amateur, we've got the U.S. Amateur, and there wasn't an amateur championship for the entire region of the Asia Pacific. It includes Australia and New Zealand. And so they really wanted to give it, it's basically an aspirational thing, you know, they wanted to crown a champion of this region where so many players are coming out of, and B, it gives smaller countries, it gives their players a chance to compete in this and see what it takes to become a global international level player, and it can inspire them to do great things. And, you know, Hideki Matsuyama's been a great face for that tournament. He won, like you said, 2010, 2011, finished top 30 in the Masters after his first win, and then he was on pace to do pretty much the same thing earlier this year, but just had a really tough back nine on Sunday. Still, you know, he made the cut in the past two Masters. He's won on the Japan Tour as an amateur. I mean, he's shown that, you know, that there's plenty of players, plenty of talent in this region. And without the Asian Amateur, we wouldn't have the exposure, or he wouldn't have the exposure that he's gotten. So it's been very good for the region and shown that there's plenty of skill over here.
Do some of our players go over and try to get into the Asian Amateur?
Yeah, you know, well, it's kind of like the Olympics, where if one of your parents was born in the country, you're eligible to play. Right now it's limited to basically each country in the region gets two invitees, and then the field is filled out by the top players off the world amateur ranking. And so you can't go try to qualify if you're an American, but there are some players who play at American colleges or currently live in the States who are eligible to represent the countries of their parents' birth. And so you'll have some players who, even though they were born in the U.S., they will be over there, you know, playing and trying for that spot.
Interesting. Speaking of playing in the U.S., collegiate, I mean, Division I, Division II, Division III. I was going through it. You know, the UH has a men's golf team and a women's golf team. Men are going off to California for the Alistair McKenzie Invitational that kicks off on Monday. And the women have been on the road, and they've been playing in a couple of events. One is today. I think they're fogged in. They've got to go off shotgun because at the Eddie Innenfeld Invitational, Washington is with an incredible player on their team in UC Davis, Stanford, UC Irvine, Oregon, UNLV. We're somewhere down at the bottom of the list, and Hawaii tends to be. We fight to, we've got great players, but there are so many great players. College golf recruiting must be an incredible industry, dare I say?
Yeah, you know, I think coaches over the summer, you know, the summer is not a rest period for college coaches. They're on the road constantly, probably on the road more than they are during the season, just going all over the place, going to different AJGA tournaments, going to the state amateurs, state junior championships, and trying to just, you know, it's very competitive now. There's so many better teams. There used to be maybe five teams that had a chance to win a national championship. Now it's about 20. And then it's just deeper down the list. And so you're trying to find not only that top-notch player like that Patrick Cantlay or that Jordan Spieth, but trying to find some kids under some rocks who aren't being looked at by other schools, trying to find some hidden gems. Competitive and take a lot of devotion and dedication on the coach's part.
I bet. But also, what does Duke or Florida or Arizona State, USC, what do they offer these kids, Arizona, that makes those schools so attractive?
You know, I think a big part of it is practice facilities have gotten so much better. I think as there's more money in the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour is more visible, schools have paid more attention and invested more in golf, and so they realize it's worth it to have a top-notch practice facility, because if you get a player on the PGA Tour, not only will that player likely donate money to the program that helps get him there, but also when you want to have your school fundraisers, you know, your boosters love to play golf, and so your boosters would love to play with that PGA Tour player. So if you can get him to come back to town, you can increase the attendance of your, you know, of your booster tournament, increase the visibility of the university in general. I mean, a guy like a Jeff Overton in Indiana, you know, he'll come back to town, and it's just having his presence there, just having him come in, maybe not even play golf, do tons for fundraising. But so practice facilities are a big thing. That's a big area of competition. And also just the schedule with so many great tournaments out there. You know, tournaments at Isleworth, tournaments at Olympia Fields where they host the U.S. Open, Southern Highlands in Las Vegas. Stanford has just started a tournament at Cypress Point. But kids want to go somewhere that plays those top-notch tournaments that during the year you know you're going to play those places. That's really become, that's the practice facilities. And then the tournaments you play during the season are really the two main, and also education, of course. It's not your education. Those are the big things that those kids are looking for.
Yeah, I got it. So it just begets. One begets the other. You get a great team because you've gotten a great player who came from the team, who comes back and gives money to the school to create the practice facilities, and they happen to be next to or have a relationship with great golf courses. Therefore, the kids who are recruited can say, oh, look at, I'm going to go play at this great facility, and I can play on these great courses. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's why you see a lot of Midwest programs nowadays. In Illinois, what they've done has been amazing. And it's just because the facilities are so good. But now, really, weather, you know, isn't an issue. I mean, back in the day, Arizona State were dominant programs because people wanted to come to the desert, play year-round, work on their game year-round. And now that great weather is not as much of an advantage because you can do the same thing at Illinois or at Indiana or at Iowa.
Yeah, because of their practice facilities, protect them from the weather?
Oh, they've got all kinds of stuff, yeah. They've got, you know, covered and heated driving ranges. You can actually be not just hitting balls into a net, but you can open up the doors and hit balls out into the, you know, into the cold, into the snow, but you're heated and protected. they've got, you know, with all the advances in launch monitors, you can now hit balls in a small area if need be and still learn a lot. It's not just, you know, feeling impact, you can actually pretty accurately judge how shots are going to go. I mean, TrackMan, those launch monitors are amazing. Indoor, you know, AstroTurf short game facilities with bunkers. I mean, you can really, the winner is not a huge disadvantage anymore for those schools.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle Wee's come back and done a big thing for Hawaii State Junior Golf. She is now the title sponsor for the tournament of champions that the HSJGA has every year. In fact, the last event for the Asia Pacific Cup that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association puts on every year is this weekend, and these kids are trying to, it's a Ryder Cup style event that goes up against the top players from all of Japan, and Hawaii takes on all those players. It's a great event. So we're really working towards it. It looks like we're going to have to beef up our facilities at UH to get some. But we pride ourselves on having, of course, all of the local golf courses supporting the UH, and we do the best we can given the tremendous amount of money that comes from the people who have won on the PGA Tour and give back to their own schools. And speaking of the PGA Tour, Q School's going away. Q School, I mean, that's when you could become a star. Ricky Fowler goes through Q School and gets right on the tour. Did he do that?
He did.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, he became a star without working. Now, so working for their card right now, we've got, this is the end, fries.com is the fall series. These guys are just trying to get their PGA Tour card. Rocco Mediate, Eric Compton, Ruiji Imada, Stephen Ames, DJ Traham, Heath Slocum. These are names, Billy Mayfair, we know them because they've been in the game for so long. now if they don't keep their card next year, what happens? Can you explain what happens after 2013 or into 2013?
Well, basically, instead of Q School, there's now going to be four events hosted by the Web.com Tour, and it's going to be numbers 151 to 200 on the FedEx Cup points list, and then numbers 1 through 75 on the Web.com Tour my list, which used to be the nationwide tour. And so while the FedEx Cup playoffs are going on, they're going to play these four events. The top 25 finishers before those events have already earned their PGA Tour cards. They're going to be on the PGA Tour the following year, but they're playing for their seeding. The higher seeded you are, the tournaments will get in. And then the highest additional 25 finishers, just from those four events, whoever the 25 guys earn the most money in those four events, that'll give you a total of 50 guys to go from either the bottom of the PGA Tour or the top of the Web.com Tour and kind of play the tour next year. So it used to be 25 cards from Q School and 25 cards from the Web.com Tour. Now it's 25 cards from the Web.com Tour and 25 cards from this, they're called the Web.com Tour Finals, this four events. So you can still, you know, you have to play in a web.com tour events or PGA tour events to get into this, unlike Q School, where you can just sign up. And that's kind of the main difference here.
Okay.
But it's still similar in a lot of ways.
How do I get to the web.com tour?
Well, I mean, there's always sponsor exemptions. There's always Monday qualifying. I think, you know, your traditional PGA tour event, there's four Monday qualifying spots. And you can get in the next week's event by finishing the top 10. The web.com tour is a little more open. There's 14 Monday qualifying spots. And then by finishing the top 25, you can get along to next week. So you'll see guys who started out with nothing. They will, you know, you'll see a few guys, maybe five or six guys a year who started out with no status. They'll follow the tour around and Monday qualify and top 25 and have to earn their way out. I look at a guy like Morgan Hoffman this year. He missed the second stage of Q School. So he had no status on either tour, and he just kept Monday qualifying, kept top 25. And now he's 34th on the money list with a chance to get a PGA Tour card.
Hmm.
And actually, and there will be Q School. It'll only be for web.com tour cards. So that's how you get your start there as well.
Uh-huh.
So Q School is not completely dead, but it's just, I think no one's going to really pay attention to it because it's dramatic watching guys fight out for PGA Tour cards because there's so much that's worth so much. But I don't think people will be as interested watching guys duel it out for those web.com tour cards.
Right, but you will be able to do a Q School type thing to get into the web.com. So there will be those storylines for people. Ah, look, he made it to the web.com. And let's say that he then does really well that year on web.com, then he gets to go to PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, the main issue people had with this is it's just for most players, it puts a one-year delay before they get on the PGA Tour. It forces most guys to go to the web.com tour for a year. And the tour always comes back with, well, there's only one or two guys who go directly from school to the PGA tour each year in the current system, which is true, but those guys are usually stars. They're the Ricky Fowlers, the Dustin Johnson, those kinds of guys. So you might lose that instant promotion, but at the same time, for the really, really good players, it'll probably only delay them a year from getting on the PGA tour.
And it also allows them an adjustment time, doesn't it? When you get into the professional ranks, you've made your way onto the web.com. You get used to the traveling, and you have to kind of earn your way onto the PGA Tour so you're accustomed to it. And don't they argue that that also makes them, the players who've earned their way through, more prepared for the rigors?
It does, and there's a guy I talked to a lot, Will McGirt, on the PGA Tour. He's kind of your typical, he didn't get on until his mid-30s, and he's kind of hung around each year. He's been able to keep his card, and you know, no one's going to recognize him at the local, you know, Starbucks, but he makes a good living each year on the PGA Tour. And he says, you know, for him, the web.com tour was a great learning experience when he came from the mini tours, because he had no idea what it was like to play a tour that travels the entire country and to foreign countries. But he says, you know, that's great for me, but for guys like Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson, they don't need that. They're good enough that they don't need, you know, they don't need this learning experience. They're just that good. So
yeah.
Some guys do need it. Some guys don't. And I think too, there are guys who you can turn pro in June after the NCAAs and try to get into web.com tour events or get your sponsor exemption at the PGA Tour events and earn your ways in that finals. It's hard, but
And he only got from June till basically the beginning of September, but it's still possible for a guy, if he does turn pro in June, to then try to get a card for that next season on the PGA Tour. So the instant promotion is not all dead and gone. It's just a little more difficult, a little more convoluted than it used to be.
I just thought it was some, you know, merry-go-round. You're on the merry-go-round. You get to reach for that golden ring and grab it. The ring is gone. The thrill is gone of being able to just jump in there. Well, that's all right. You know, if it works. I guess it was for web.com to make it a more important facet of the whole PGA Tour umbrella.
Yeah, and that's basically it. But, I mean, when you talk to the company, when web.com came on earlier this year as the title sponsor, they said that really that plan didn't have too much of an impact on their decision to sponsor it. I mean, they kind of were honest about it. It was more, they were attracted just by being able to get their name in front of a nationwide audience. And
excellent.
So it kind of, it was built for that reason, and then it actually turned out to be not necessary. But, I don't know, we'll see in a few years how it works out. I don't think the general golf fan will really notice, because they're paying more attention to the Tigers and Phils of the world anyways.
Exactly. The Tigers and the Phils. As just the 2013 schedule, just for Hawaii, the Hawaii audience, this is pretty much the last year the tour is going to start, quote unquote, in the islands, isn't it?
It is. It's still going to look the same. Kapalua and Sony are still going to be the first weeks of January, but they're not going to be the first events of the schedule. From now on, starting next year, the schedule will start right after the Tour Championship. So I think this week is the Fries.com
open. Right.
Last week was the Timberlake event in Las Vegas, and those will kick the season off. And then the season will go over to Malaysia. There's an event there, China for the World Golf Championship in China, the Disney event. And then basically there will be a little bit of a break like there is now, the holiday break. And then, you know, Kapalua and Sony will be, I guess, the fifth and sixth probably events of the year. And, you know, there's debate. Some people think it'll cause more people to play Kapalua because they'll been just coming off this long break. You know, it's free money, and there's plenty of reasons to come to Kapalua, but for whatever reason, guys would skip it. At least some guys, not the majority, just some of the bigger names. But there's still debate. I think it's going to have to, we're just going to have to wait and see how this impacts those events. You know, guys might be willing to play, or they might have just gone right after the Tour Championship, kept rolling, played a ton, made their money, and then take a break. I don't know. It's too complex, especially when you throw it. You know,
it is.
There's a lot of big international events that throw a lot of appearance money at guys during the holiday time. And so it's going to be just a case by case, individual basis. Because the thing is, there's a golf tournament to play basically every week except for probably Christmas around the world somewhere. So these guys have plenty of choices, and it's just going to be a personal decision, I think, to see where they go.
Sean Martin, Golf Week senior writer, what do you think of the year-round schedule, just personally, before we go?
I guess it's a necessary evil. I think the sponsors of the tournaments in this fall series felt kind of slighted because basically there was the Tour Championship and then a large exhale, and then, you know, these events kind of were looked at as secondary events, and so you needed to do something to make the sponsors happy and relate to the sponsors that keep these tournaments alive. But it's a little bit awkward, a little bit clunky. I feel like everything just takes a little bit longer to explain, whether it be the new Q school or
yes,
the new schedule.
It does. It's very clunky, and I can't imagine not taking a break.
It's nice. There's a lot of quality events in this fall series, and so it's good that they'll get a little more attention. I mean, Sea Islands is a great venue. Cordoval, hosted at Fries.com, is a great venue. And so it's good in that sense, but it's just so much more complex. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think you will lose some people who just look at this and just can't make sense of it. But at the end of the day, golf is golf. And, you know, someone's going to win, and someone's going to hoist a trophy on Sunday, and we'll be excited for them.
And the ratings are up on NBC and Golf Channel, so they're doing something right.
They are. You know, I think the thing is, people love golf not for FedEx points or money or anything. They just like to watch guys compete, and so that stays the same. It's still golf, and we'll still love it for the same reason. It's still the same sport. So at the end of the day, everything will be okay, I think.
Sean Martin, Golf Week senior writer, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We got Stuart Katz, the founder of the Aloha Team Classic, up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. You know how often a golf tournament is put on to raise money for charity, and you know how attractive Hawaii is as a golf destination. Well, Stuart Katz, the founder of the Aloha Team Classic Pro-Am, kind of put it all together. It's an event that attracts people to come to the islands. They get to play some tournament golf, and it all benefits Maui charities. Olivia Jordan Higgins from the LPGA is a player today with us. Stuart Katz, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. How are you this morning?
Excellent, sir. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you. Thanks for coming all the way to Hawaii to play in the Aloha Team Classic Pro-Am.
No problem at all.
All right. Where are you from?
I'm originally from an island just off the coast of France called Jersey.
And how did you get onto the LPGA? Did you go through Q school?
I did, yes. Yeah, I went to college first in the U.S., and then I decided that I would try and turn pro and earn my card through Q school.
Wow. Was that last year? How long have you been on tour?
I've just done my second year.
Do you like it?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Is it difficult? I mean, the purses aren't big like the PGA Tour. Is it hard for the rookie to start off and get into it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It's just, you know, it's grueling, you know, all the travel that you have to do, and you're not making a lot of money, but, you know, you just keep going in the hope that one day you'll make it big.
Yeah. Do you have anybody you want to thank for helping you make it this far?
Really just my mom. My mom's been, you know, my main sponsor, I guess. You know, she's told me that she would help me no matter what.
Wow.
You know, whatever it would take. So, yeah, she's really the one that I have to thank more than anybody else.
Does she caddy for you?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't play golf.
There are some moms out there who, you know, they're on the bag, too. Great mom. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Stuart, tell us a little bit about what the Aloha Team Classic is.
The Aloha Team Classic, Danielle, is a four-day event that brings visitors to Maui. We provide evening events for them, 3 days of wonderful golf. And the last few years, we've had a few LPGA players come over and play with some of our participants, but this year we've actually turned it into a full-fledged Pro-Am, so everybody will be playing with an LPGA professional on Thursday at Kaanapali Royal Course, and we're real excited. It raises money for Maui youth. We support agencies across the island that help our youth, and this year we're really excited. We've even extended the LPGA clinic that we'll do on Wednesday afternoon to include 30 of our keiki here on the island that are going to have a chance to play 3 holes with one of the girls.
Oh, that's great. So how young are these kids?
We actually have them aged right now from age 6 to 18 playing on Wednesday.
And that's great. I mean, it's great for the 6- and 7-year-olds to be able to play, and then for someone 17 and 18 making that switch from junior golf, so to speak, high school golf, to college golf. They can learn a lot from, let's say, Olivia.
Well, there's no question, and what we have found is not only do the kids have a good time at the clinic, because this will be the fourth clinic we've actually done, but the LPGA players really enjoy working with the kids. So we're going to have some very accomplished junior golfers playing on Wednesday, and we're going to have some beginners, and we'll break them into groups. And we know they'll have a good time. We've got sponsors here on the island that are going to provide some snacks and drinks. And I'm sort of looking forward to we're going to have groups of six of the youth plus one player and all of the parents and the spectators. So it should be a mob scene walking down each of the fairways.
So the Aloha Team Classic Pro-Am schedule starts off with a sunset welcome reception on Monday. If you want to do this next year, you got to take notes, okay? On Tuesday, you all go over to the LR Maui Golf Course for the first tournament round at LR. A lovely course. This is on the, Kihei side.
Correct.
Of Maui, right? Right between, Wailea and, what's the name of that little town? It's Kihei, Daniel.
It is Kihei. It's actually right at the... tech center right there in Kihei.
Right, it's right off the, and you should go there. It's a nice course on the slopes of Haleakala. Then on Wednesday, the second tournament round is at the Plantation Course at Kapalua.
Correct, home of the Hyundai.
Home of the Hyundai, yes. And then you'll go over for the clinic at the Ka'anapali Golf Course. You guys are bussing everybody around.
Well, actually, most of our, we'll take care of all the LPGA players. Most of our participants get around the island on their own, though we will have bus service down to Kihei, obviously.
Okay, and this is, the LPGA clinic is open to the public.
So. It is free and open to the public, Danielle. Spectators are invited to come out and walk the fairways with the girls. They'll also be doing a demonstration period at the beginning and talking about life on tour, so... there's a lot of time to interact with them.
That's nice. Life on tour. If you're listening on Maui, girls and guys, go, because the information that you'll get is invaluable. The third tournament is the LPGA Pro-Am at the Royal Course, Ka'anapali, then lunch at Roy's. Nice.
Yeah, we do lunch each day. We'll be at three different restaurants at the various courses. And if any of the listeners are interested, we have a couple of slots still open for the Pro-Am on Thursday.
Oh, excellent.
And they can contact us if they're interested in playing.
What do you do for the dinner finale?
We're going to be at the Ritz-Carlton this year, and a gentleman by the name of Joel Katz, no relationship, is going to be providing entertainment, some steel guitar, and we have a reception and dinner at the Ritz-Carlton.
Wow. All of this for under $2,000 per player?
It is, Danielle, and we think that it's a great way to introduce people to Maui. We've raised some great money for the kids because of all the supporters and folks that help us put this event on. If somebody was to go out and play in a LPGA Pro-Am, it's, $3,000-$4,000 to start, and here we're talking about a full four-day event.
Yeah,
that's less than that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So your foundation goals include promoting and creating opportunities, inspiring and developing the talents of Maui youth. How do you do that?
Well, we support agencies on the island that are really serving the needs of the kids. In particular, we have a couple of agencies to give you an idea. The Lahaina After Hours Tutoring Project is an agency we've supported for the last 6 years, and they tutor probably 250 to 300 children every year, and they provide after-hours tutoring with volunteer tutors, so we help support their costs, and we help and work with Maui Farm, which works with adolescents that are coming out of foster care and need a transitional place and families that have problems. So We work with the agencies that are helping the kids.
Excellent.
And what we're trying to do is raise those funds by bringing visitors to the island rather than tapping into the funds that the locals are already giving to charity. We're trying to generate some new source of funds.
So that's great. So we bring the visitor in, they experience Maui, have a great time on three gorgeous golf courses, enjoy fabulous meals at various restaurants. Their money becomes charity dollars, and that's so not only does the economy benefit, but the charities benefit. I like your concept.
Well, and you know, we couldn't do it, Danielle. We're an all-volunteer group, so we don't have any paid staff. The money that we raise goes to taking care of the kids, and nobody's, you know, running an office or anything of that nature. So we're real proud of the fact that we're able to make this happen. We're looking for a national sponsor so that we can grow the event. I will tell you that once folks come over and do it, they tend to come back. We have about 60% or 65% of our participants each year are returning.
Are returning?
Players. Yeah.
Because they have such a good time.
Exactly.
Exactly. Stuart Katz, founder Aloha Team Classic Pro-Am. Olivia Jordan Higgins, LPGA player. Olivia, when did you start playing?
I was 13, so 11 years ago.
13?
Yeah.
Wow, what got you into the game?
I actually did, you know, kind of similar to this, a clinic with a teaching professional, and he just said that I had potential, and kind of I took it from there.
Wow.
Danielle?
Yes.
To give you an idea, Olivia was the 2010 St. Andrews Junior Ladies Champion.
There you go. You played St. Andrews. I'm jealous.
I have, yeah, it's quite amazing.
I don't mean jealous in a bad way. I mean envious. I mean no, not that. There's no word.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, that I was there. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a real pleasure meeting you, Olivia Jordan Higgins. I'll be following you. This is growing the LPGA too. And I thank you, Stuart Katz, very much for being on the show with us.
Thanks for your time, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Mahalo.
Aloha. We'll be back after this with John Racer. It's the Back Nine Network. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
To the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Tee times, Poipu, 9:30, 10:40, 12 o'clock, 1:10. Oh, let's go over to the Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's a 12:30 and a 1:20, and Twilight. Twilight's nice to play over there. Dunes, Maui Lani has a 9:20, 10:24, 11:44, and the Volcano Course on the Big Island. It was 58 glorious degrees. I love it when it gets chilly like that. 10:30, 10:48, 11:24, and of course, Poipu has a 9:30, 10:40, 12 o'clock, 1:10. Go play some golf like these kids are. The last tournament to earn points to qualify to represent Hawaii on the 16-member team for the Asia Pacific Junior Cup played this weekend at Kiahuna Golf Course in Koloa on Kauai. It's the HSJGA Kiahuna Junior Classic. They're playing on the challenging Robert Trent Jones Jr. design today and tomorrow. The winner of each age division earns a spot to play in the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions. This point race is on very close, okay? Very close. These kids are playing hard for their chance to represent the islands up against all the best players from Japan. We need to get bigger. The state needs to be bigger because these kids from Japan are hot. And speaking of hot, John Racer, digital media strategist, Back Nine Network, creative revolutionist. You are so the Back Nine Network. Welcome to the show, John. Are you there?
Danielle, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm on fire. How are you?
I'm on fire as well.
Of course you are. It's the Back Nine Network. Okay, what is the Back Nine Network, you say? The Back Nine, you should go to their website. It's really, really snazzy. Back9network.com. Very snappy. It's a golf content presented by 20-somethings, well-dressed and irreverent, with a nod to their elders. That's the way I summed it up, John. What do you think?
I think that's great, Danielle. I need to write that down. That's pretty catchy.
You know, you guys, I love it, because there was one thing that made me think of, you know, you have George Bush Sr. on the front page of your website, but all of the people who are doing the presentation, the show presentations, young, well-dressed, you know, just really good-looking cast, great shows. And then what I really liked is Brian McCallum. He writes, and he wrote this great series, right? The Best Music Festivals for Golfers. He said, "It don't mean a thing if it ain't got swing." Now, where do you think he got that from?
Well, honestly, Danielle, it has to do with our whole mindset over at Back Nine. And we're not just about birdies and bogeys and following the tour and focusing on stats and scores and analysis. We're all about the lifestyle of golf. So when it comes to our editorial content online, we try to put a Back Nine spin, so to speak, on everything. And this was a piece that we kind of came up with, the creative team. And, you know, instead of just saying these are great music festivals to go to, we looked at where are the best music festivals, where there's also some great golf courses nearby, and we try to tie everything into the golf lifestyle.
I love it. It's like the Bonnaroo Music Festival that was in June, Red Hot Chili Peppers, just among one of the great acts, in Tennessee, right near the Bear Trace at Harrison Bay, near Chattanooga. I mean, that's a cool combo. You can go to the music festival and go play golf. Here's one, Austin City Limits. Everybody knows the Austin City Limits Music Festival. Coldplay, Kanye West, Stevie Wonder, etc. This weekend, you could, you know, go and have a blast and go to the Hill Country Golf, go for some Hill Country Golf at Barton Creek Resort and Spa, the Wolf Dancer. Now, Michael Patrick Shields, he's my golf travel guru extraordinaire. He says the Wolf Dancer is an awesome course, and the Hyatt Regency Lost Pines and Horseshoe Bay Resort, beautiful places. It's a perfect idea. You get young people excited about going to and playing golf, young people into golf, but they also have other interests. And I think that's what the Back Nine is about. It's incorporating the other interests that every golfer has. We're not just golfers. We like music, we like art, we like movies, we like food, games, you know, it's sports, whatever, yeah?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, Danielle. And there's just so much lacking out there in golf these days, and not everything has to be so serious. We've talked about this before. Not everything has to be so buttoned up and serious when it comes to golf. And there's a huge part of the golf population that doesn't necessarily watch the tour coverage every week, or that maybe only plays once or twice a year, but they have a great time with their friends, and they remember the great relationships they've made and the great destinations that golf has taken them to. And that's what it's all about. It's about bringing together the entire golf lifestyle, like you said, when it comes to music and fashion,
yes,
and travel and equipment. And it's all these things that you don't have to be a quote-unquote serious golfer to enjoy.
And the shows that you have planned, great shows. The Scorecard, Whole Lot of Love, You're So Money, Beer Cart Girl, Global Golf, Golf and the Military, just a few of the shows that are in development. The Scorecard, I love the description. Think PTI, pardon the interruption, meets The Daily Show with a touch of The Soup. Jennifer Bosworth and Charles Everett hosting this. Tell us a little bit about Jennifer and Charles.
Well, Jennifer and Charles are great, and we're really using them as the host of our flagship show to really bring to life Back Nine's motto or slogan, if you will, unofficial slogan, which is to grow the game through diversity, inclusion, and fun. And they are two great faces to carry that message on. And like you said, it's going to be kind of an irreverent spin on PTI meets The Daily Show meets The Soup. And I would even say maybe a little bit of Tosh.0 in there, but we're really going to bring in a lot of pop culture type stuff, viral videos, and it's going to be a very fun, lighthearted, yet informative spin on the happenings in golf.
I like it. So it's golf, but it's more than golf, which, you know, we are, as I said, more than just the game. Whole lot of love. Is this like a game? Is this like a dating show, a game show, a reality show? What is this?
It is, yeah. It's a reality dating show. And so we figure so many relationships end because of husbands and or wives' obsession with golf. We thought we'd see if a relationship could actually start on the golf course. So we let a bachelor or bachelorette go out and play three holes with three members of the opposite sex, and they eliminate one per hole, and eventually the winner gets to go on a dream date with the bachelor or bachelorette.
So in other words, they're not eliminated because they don't play well, they're eliminated because she or he chose to eliminate her or him.
Hey, the bachelor or bachelorette can eliminate the others on any criteria he or she sees fit, so if you think it's really sexy that a girl can make a couple pars and a birdie back-to-back-to-back, then you might be selecting on those grounds. If you have another mindset, then
yeah,
so be it.
Yeah, right. Excuse me just a moment. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. All right, that's our legal ID. Well, I like that one. That's going to be fun. That's just going to be fun. The scorecard sounds fun. It all sounds fun. You're So Money. That is, now this is LPGA star and runway model Anna Rawson interviewing the biggest, brightest, and most successful people in the world of golf. Now, is she going to do like just interviewing the biggest, you know, the richest people in the world of golf? Is that what you mean by You're So Money? It's not going to be a this is how to make money kind of show.
No, you know, it's really more about the business of golf, and it's not necessarily about the players in the game. It's more about the people that surround the game in the world of golf, whether it be heads of some of the biggest OEMs in the world or guys like Clint Eastwood, who are tremendous brand ambassadors, ambassadors for the game of golf. Clint is also a member of our team here at Back Nine. He is the creative director, creative chair. And so Clint's really helping us tell stories and learn how to tell stories. And he's helping us. He's going to be very instrumental in casting and storyboards and that sort of thing. But You're So Money is going to be bringing in people like Clint, but bringing in people like Denzel Washington or the Justin Timberlakes of the world or the Mark Kings of the world, the Greg Hopkins of the world, and kind of examining the business world around the game.
All right, I like that. So, young, very affluent, very inspiring, and also the movers and shakers.
The movers and shakers, the influential characters in the game, all of these sorts of things.
Yeah. Okay. Now, she's gorgeous, isn't she, Anna?
Anna is, and she's great. She's an absolute sweetheart, and she's very well liked and respected around the globe. You know, she's from Australia. She played here in college.
Captain of the USC golf team.
That's right. Yeah, she was captain of the USC golf team and played the LPGA Tour and is now focusing her time with Back Nine.
I love it. Now, this kind of sounds self-explanatory, but maybe it's not. Beer cart girl. Beer cart girl. Was this inspired by Where was this? Where did this inspiration come from to do a show about a beer cart girl?
Well, I think it just has to do with one of the classic figures in the game that everyone can identify with. Even if you've never swung a golf club before, you know what a beer cart looks like. You've heard of a beer cart girl, or you've heard your friends tell stories about a really pretty beer cart girl they saw. It's going to be a very fun sitcom filmed very similar to Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you will.
Okay.
So it's an episodic series that traces a girl that comes home from college and gets a job at her local muni, and it's about all of the crazy interactions with her and all the characters around the course.
That sounds fun. That's Matt Janella from Golf Digest. This is his show.
Yeah, right. Girls with Golf Club.
Yes, yes. Global Golf is a look at golf and how it varies around the world. I like this one. This is going to be very interesting. Are you traveling with this crew, John, Racer?
I've got my hand raised, I'll tell you that.
I mean, going around the world from Japan to Dubai to Russia, and, that's nice.
Yeah, and you've spoken before and know Dennis Allen, our senior VP of Global Business Development, several times before, and this is right up Dennis's alley, and he's really made us focus the Back Nine Network globally, and it's not just about showing the game here in the States, it's about different cultures and how they enjoy the game. And it's the stories I've heard from him being over in Asia as the head of Acushnet over in Asia, and then TaylorMade Adidas as well over in Asia. He has just got stories about the way things are pretty much over there that's just so different from anything that we can relate to here in the States. And it's going to be a very eye-opening show that shows how cultures around the world interact with and enjoy the game.
I think that's so important. I don't think we understand enough about the world around us. We seem to be so centric, like we're the center of the universe, when indeed we're just a cog in the planet. And it's important for us to get what's going on elsewhere. Speaking of TaylorMade, let's give away some TaylorMade golf balls. Let's give away to the ninth caller. TaylorMade, I'm not sure if they're going to be Pentas or... Let's make them Pentas. 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. All I got to be is the ninth caller. It's as simple as that. There's a phone. It's ringing. Golf in the military. I like how you say you'll find it amazing how many ways golf intertwines with the military. No kidding. I mean, we've got so many military golf courses. Leilehua is a beautiful golf course. Absolutely gorgeous. Then there's the military golf championships, the stage competitions between the grunts. Did you really do this? Did you write this? The grunts and the officers. And, of course, the stories on the wounded soldiers using golf as therapy and so much more. This is going to be a great show.
Yeah, it really is, Danielle. And there's actually a piece on the website right now on back9network.com called As Bad As You Want to Be, Extreme Golf Courses Around the World. And it's a cool piece that shows not only stuff like snow golf up in the mountains and stuff like that, but also takes a look at some military golf courses, one of which is in the demilitarized zone, right in the middle of all of the action. And it's going to really revolve around telling stories about active servicemen and how they take a break from their duties and clear their mind out on the golf course, and not the most beautiful of settings sometimes, and not the most safe setting, but it's an integral part of the lives of a lot of these soldiers.
Oh, I remember when we were, raising, collecting golf balls and finding clubs to send to the guys when things first started in Iraq and Afghanistan, so that have something to do, because there was very little to do when my son was first deployed. There was nothing to do. And they really desperately wanted to be able to go out and hit some balls. It's fun. It allows them to express frustration without, really expressing frustration. Banging balls can be very therapeutic. Speaking of therapeutic, we've got a wonderful man, Matt Adams, PGA Tour radio host, New York Times bestselling author, and course manager. Matt Adams will be joining us in a couple of minutes to talk about, I believe, an interview that he just finished. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. But he's also joining Back 9 Network, or he's joined. He's part of the team.
Yeah, Matt's been on the team for quite a while now, and we just announced a couple days ago, as a matter of fact, that Matt's popular show, Fairways of Life, on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio will now be simulcast live on Back9Network.com. And once we go live on television, the first quarter of 2013, Matt's show will also be part of our regular programming grid.
Wow. So you're going to have him like a YouTube-style televised for now on your website?
Well, if you can kind of imagine Mike and Mike in the morning, like they do on ESPN, where Matt's show, which he does now, will pretty much be simulcast live to the site and then on air first quarter of the year.
Wow. Don Capole, Don, you won the golf balls. Just to stop the phones from ringing, because we really need to get through to Matt Adams. Otherwise, he'll never get through. Don from Capole is our winner of our TaylorMade golf balls. I really enjoy Matt Adams, and we don't get to hear him because we don't get PGA Tour Radio or SiriusXM, although we can go to the website and listen, so that's always fun. Let's finish with the fantasy foursome that John Lord puts together, and this is it. This is fun. Most recent is Colin Montgomery, think Ryder Cup, with Michael Phelps. You don't need to think anything other than Michael's taken up golf. Jim Lehrer, who flubbed the presidential debate, you could say, and Bobby Valentine, who's no longer managing the Boston Red Sox. And by the way, Valentine just reminded us that texting while driving a bike or a motor vehicle is the worst thing you could possibly do. It's worse than drunk driving. That's an interesting foursome. Montgomery, Phelps, Lehrer, and Valentine. Does John Lord come up with these all the time?
Yeah, you know, John's really creative in the way he does a lot of his articles, and we've got him doing stuff right now, like you mentioned, the fantasy foursome piece, where he picks four people from the world of golf, professional or not, that he would like to play golf with that week. And he does another really cool series called Superlative, where each week he takes the pairings and tee times from the PGA Tour event and comes up with funny senior class, yearbook style superlatives, whether it be the group most likely to lose their degenerate gambling uncle's money or the group most likely to ask Luke Donald if they can have a sleepover at his house.
That's fun.
So it's real fun, just kind of off the beaten path stuff that kind of embodies what Back 9's all about.
PGA Tour. We've got him. Matt Adams is joining us. I need to take a commercial break, but because, you know, these people take care of our airtime and we've been so generous. Back9network.com is where you go. Matt Adams, welcome to the show. Do you mind waiting through a break while I say goodbye to John? You guys can say hi.
I'd love to, Daniel. How are you? And hello, John Speed Racer. What's going on?
Hey, Matty Adams. How are you, my man?
Good. I guess we have to connect from a few thousand miles away domestically through, 5,000 or 6,000 miles away to Hawaii, right?
It's awesome. It's kind of like 3 years ago, Dennis Allen and John Racer and I talked about the Back 9 Network, the concept. And now, 3 years later, it's here. And it's really, really cool. John Racer, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. And Matt Adams, can we talk a little bit about Ken Venturi when we get back after this break?
Yeah, I've got time. Take whatever time you need.
Thanks. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played.
Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Matt Adams, PGA Tour radio host, New York Times best-selling author, course manager. Boy, he wears a lot of hats. Author of Chicken Soup for the Woman Golfer's Soul, Fairways of Life, of course, and co-author with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul of America, Stories to Heal the Heart of Our Nation. Fairways of Life TV is on YouTube, Fairways of Life on PGA Tour Network, XM 93, and Sirius 208. And now he's on Back 9 Network. Matt Adams, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
You know, I'm really, really good. And it's you're so inspiring. You're an inspiration for people who, I don't know, you've taken your passion. And didn't you start as a high school student in the golf game and then moved into the world and discovered that you could really use it in life?
Yeah, I think I was fortunate enough to find that if you can find where your passion lies, whether it's writing or broadcasting or working in the golf industry or wherever that particular path may be, that if you work hard enough, and my attitude was, you know, if I can't make enough money doing what I love to do, then I won't give up doing what I love to do. I'll just get two or three other jobs on the side.
Yes.
So I can afford it.
I understand that. Now, you had the play. Do you mind if I talk to you about the interview? Just, I mean, that's kind of understanding. You just talked with Ken Venturi, did you not?
Yeah.
And he's just, I just wanted to bring something from Ryan Ballingy. He wrote, though Venturi never realized his full potential as a golfer, often because of forces beyond his control, the fact that two generations admire him for his unique qualification to do two very different jobs is a clear sign he should be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. He should have been long ago. The St. Augustine Shrine to Golf Greatness is a bit hollow. It has snubbed some of the game's most less sexy, albeit influential names, including Dave Stockton and architect A.W. Tillinghast, while offering space to, frankly, marginal players like former President George H.W. Bush and entertainer Bob Hope. Ken Venturi's selection comes as Fred Couples barely garnered enough votes to get a bust in the hall. Couples had 15 PGA Tour wins and one major title. Venturi had one less win, the same number of majors, and while perhaps not the envy of most men, like Couples is, far more important to the story of the game. And Venturi was friends with Frank Sinatra. I thought that was really well put. And he is such a wonderful person to listen to on television. You're considered one of the best interviewers in the game of golf. What was it like talking to him today?
Well, I don't really know if I'm the best interviewer in the game of golf, Danielle, but I'm fortunate the forum that we have now that the people that we talk to are always so exceptionally interesting. That tends to make an interviewer seem like they're doing a better job. So, okay. Mr. Venturi is a compelling story on a number of different reasons. First is on the human level, where here was, as a young man, a person that had a severe stuttering problem. He calls it stammering, but so much so that he did not want to be around other people. He was embarrassed. So he found refuge on a golf course. And out on the golf course, what he would do is he would play with two golf balls, and he would draw one ball and he would fade the other. And he would play one ball against the other in a match play. And if the fade ball, for example, failed to fade, in other words, he failed to pull off the shot path to enact the spin from left to right, then that would constitute a lost hole, regardless of score.
Wow.
So he said that he realized that he became a good golfer when he could score about the same on any hole using either the fade or the draw golf ball. And I just thought that that was a fascinating story, and there are so many in his life of stories of just determination where, in a lot of ways, Mr. Venturi is one of those type people, either by his own making or by just occurrence of the cosmic fate. It seemed as though at times circumstance conspired against him, and yet time and again he always seemed to rise above that and to triumph. And the fact that for 35 years he was the primary voice that would comment on the game of golf back before shows like yours and mine and, you know, PGA Tour Radio,
right,
or the internet. We had CBS Sports. They were the gold standard of golf on television, and he was the main analyst. And so, you know, when you look at the World Golf Hall of Fame and you say, well, for what reason should people be inducted into a Hall of Fame? Should it be based upon the merit solely in what they did with the golf club, or based upon, in part at least, the contribution that they made to the game beyond that? And so by both of those criteria combined, he absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame, and I'm one voice that's saying I'm glad that he is.
Absolutely. And the fact that he overcame the stammering problem that he had, if it's considered a problem, and then became this tremendous announcer is phenomenal. And what took him out of the game of golf? What took him out of playing the game? It was a carpal...
Well, it's funny. That was another thing that when you talk about his life in terms of the peaks and valleys, you know, he came close in 56, almost winning the Masters as an amateur. He loses to Jackie Burke. Came close in 58. Came close in 60, losing both times to Ronald Palmer. He had a car accident in 1960. How much that car accident contributed to the demise of his game, it's unclear completely. Even he's not sure. He had a surge back in his game in 1964. Of course, he wins the U.S. Open at Congressional on the day when they play the 36 holes in the final day.
Yeah.
And then after that, carpal tunnel syndrome sets in, and he never, even though he had multiple surgeries and they said he was cured of it and he would claim the same, he never was the same player after that, and that's when he went into television. So, you know, what the combination of all those things would be in terms of where you could put the primary emphasis on the diminishment of his game, and as you referenced the article by Ryan Ballingy, that perhaps he'd never really captured the full potential of who he was and what he could have done. I don't know the answer to that, but
yeah.
I do know that the injury certainly sidelined him by the mid-60s.
Yeah, well, an auto accident does a lot of things to the mind, and carpal tunnel, I don't care how many times they tell you you're fine, if you've been operated on in the wrist area in the game of golf, there's going to be flinching from just the pain that you've had before the surgery, and that sometimes is impossible to recover from.
Maybe, yeah.
Those habits that you pick up, yeah. Now, your books, when you wrote Chicken Soup for the Woman Golfer's Soul, who did you talk to? Obviously, you're not a woman.
Yeah, well, with the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, I ended up authoring five with Mark and Jack. And what happened by that point was that Mark and Jack had established a brand. And they would go out and they would tap people who they considered to be competent or experts in particular fields. And they said, you know, we'll put the oversight to the book, but you put it together and do it any way you want to. And so, you know, whether it was the NASCAR book I did with them, I did a couple of those.
I like the Fast and Lean Racing cookbook. That's fun.
Yeah, that was fun too.
Yeah.
So what we would do is I would take their macro model of going to people that are experts, and I would put it on a micro level, and I would go and talk to people. Like the NASCAR book and the golf book, too, I would go out and interview these particular players and then transcribe their stories into first person, send it back to them and say, this what you told me. In other words, I'd put it in a book form, and then they would say, yeah, that's it. They'd sign off on it, and then they were a part of the book. So that's why you have such prominent names in the, whether it's the Woman Golfer's Soul or what have you. And book authoring for me, it's kind of funny, Danielle, because you're living in paradise. I live in an area that I think is paradise until about 4 months of the year when the cold, cold, cold northern winds set in up here in New England.
Oh,
and that's my right.
Hey, Maddie, can I switch places with you around that time of year? You can come to Hawaii.
I would do that in a second. Cold.
I love cold.
Oh, get plenty of that for you in a couple of months.
Yeah, I lived in Davos, Switzerland for 4 or 5 years, so cold is fun for me. I love it. It's part of my life. Back Nine Network, this is fun. You're going from, you know, I don't mean old, but, you know, serious golf and serious on PGA Tour radio, and then having some fun with, I kind of wrapped it up as like some really good-looking 20-somethings are reverent with a nod to their elders. That's kind of what it felt like when I watched. And being part of that must be fun.
The thing I like about it, the approach that's attractive to me is that, and I've always believed this, and it's that which I base my books on, it's that which I base my shows on, is that you and I, are interested in what's going on in professional golf. Clearly we are. We all are. We're all fans of golf. But we don't go out and experience the joy of hitting a 7-iron or a great drive because of the way someone else hits it. We're experiencing that in the first person. There is a joy there that is innate. So it is the companionship, it is the stroll through God's gardens, it is all these things that make golf what it is. What golf is not, at its pinnacle point, is just what's going on in the professional tours. Now, the professional tours would be aghast to hear me say that. The game of golf is about how we experience it on an individual level, in my view. And what excites me about the Back Nine Network, which is why philosophically we align, is that Back Nine Network is celebrating all those things about golf that is what it is to us. The travel, the fashion, who we do it with, where we do it, when we do it, what we use to play the game with, what we could be wearing on our feet or hitting the clubs. All those things are what make up the game of golf to us. In the competitive part of the game, the major tours around the world, which we love, are only a small piece. You know, when you look at the dollars spent in the game of golf, Danielle, 95% of the dollars spent are outside of what would otherwise be considered the professional aspect of the game. That means it's being spent in all these other areas that I just laid out for you, and the 95% are the people that we're looking primarily to appeal to.
Absolutely. It's all about where we eat, drink, and be merry, in addition to having the game around us, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And to me, that's what I think makes the game of golf so much fun, is the recounting and the sharing of the sport. And so those are the things that we want to make sure that we celebrate.
That's great. It's so much fun talking with you. You put things so well. Thank you so much for being on the show, Matt Adams.
It was an honor, Daniel.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope we'll talk again as things develop.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Aloha. Isn't he wonderful? You really need to pick up one of his books because they're very, very good. And now that he's with Back Nine Network, and of course you can hear him on Sirius XM and PGA Tour Radio, he's just going to be everywhere. That's awesome. We want to thank all of our sponsors. But first, if you'd like to play a round of golf, there's a tee time at Volcano on the Big Island, Hawaii, 10:48, 11:24. At Poipu, 10:40, 11. Oh, to make that 10:40, 12 o'clock, and 1:10. Princeville, there's a 9:30, a 10:40, and an 11:10. Hawaii Kai has unlimited play special. It's Monday and Tuesday for $50, okay, unless it's a holiday. But Monday and Tuesday, they have an unlimited play special, $50. As many rounds, as many holes as you can play. Go around and around as much as you want. Today, if you'd like to play, there's a 12:50 and a 1:14. And at the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 12:30 and 1:20. And at the Dunes at Maui Lani, there's a 9:20 and a 10:24. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature, the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship we call Heiau. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Alakai Mechanical, number one in air conditioning and plumbing needs. You need them for your service. Alakai Mechanical, air conditioning needs to run at top efficiency. And Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, for your concert, for an event you're putting on, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need. They're in Hawaii and they're in California. Avancé Salon, color, cut, silkening technology, extensions, manicures, pedicures, whether your style is conservative or avant-garde, you want Avancé. They're right next to Nordstrom. And Dr. Melanie Tantazera, True Vision Center. The Golf Club, you can hear us on RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.